We then, unworthy servants, here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Is that okay? Mr. Speaker, Ali. Mr. Speaker, I move that the time is past 10. I move that SO52 be suspended so that we commence the business of the day.
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
That the business of the house that's been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the house may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th April 2017.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th April, as usual, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 2, yes, Dr. Jabi. Your mic, please. Give him the mobile mic.
Mr. Speaker, on page 2, under absent, my name is mentioned number 10, but in fact, I did send messages of my proceeding offline and will not be present. So I would have expected that I would be under absent with excuse.
So, Dr. Jabi, if you did send any message, what you first have to... verify is whether the message was received. Was that ascertained, whether the message was received?
Well, you say I will have to ascertain it at this stage. But I thought there will be no dispute about that.
Well, yeah, but this is the dispute now. This is not a dispute. Whether was the message delivered by your very self or sent through somebody?
Well, actually, it was a phone text message to various people concerned.
No. I would not advise that when you want to send such messages, you do it by phone, by text messages. That is most unofficial, Dr. Jabi. You would agree?
Sometimes, at the time of finding it necessary to do so, you may not have the opportunity to do the other processes.
No, but if you consider it very important, perhaps you didn't consider it as serious, but if you consider it very important and serious, you should have sent the message in a very official way. But that is, messages by telephone is rather informal. And informality in this case is indicative of unseriousness.
Well, I was very
order.
I was very serious about doing it.
But did you follow it up?
No, because well, I traveled up.
So the seriousness was not sustained.
As your lordship pleases. Sorry. That is okay.
Bintu mark him as absent with excuse.
Thank you very much.
Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. There being no other corrections or amendments, will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th April 2017?
I so move.
Any seconder?
I so second.
It has been moved and seconded that the vote and proceedings for Thursday, 13th April 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th April 2017 has been adopted. Laying of paper. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable house the following document. Loan agreement to Care Lumley Road Improvement Project between the Republic of Sierra Leone and Kuwait Fund for Arab Economic Development, dated the 22nd March 2017. Yes.
Bill, the Finance Act 2017, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, introduction and first reading.
Yes, madam. Mr. Minister, would you like to sit down for the time being? Mr. Minister, but before you, madam. Sorry, madam. Dr. Bernadette Lahai. Dr. Bernadette Lahai,
yes,
please.
Yes,
Before you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Mr. Minister, have you come prepared for this bill? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, sit down. Okay, sit down. Mr. Minister, sit down for the time being. Yes, madam.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Some time ago, this finance bill was on the other paper before us in this parliament. And when it was called, Mr. Deputy Minister asked that we suspend the debate of this bill because the finance minister himself wanted to be here. So we deferred the debate on this bill. And number two, this Finance Act is a very important act because it is providing for the sources of revenue in the way of taxes for this finance year 2017. Because it is so important that we had expected that we would do a prelege. We will do a prelege for the ministry to explain to us the import for levying new taxes or for removing taxes, reducing taxes, adding taxes, so that we all are fully convinced and agreed on the reasons. This has not been done. And so, based on the Deputy Minister's last plea that we don't discuss this bill because the Minister himself, the Substantive Minister himself, wants to be there. Today, the Substantive Minister is not there. So we want the Substantive Minister to be here so that we will debate this bill. So in that situation, I want to move that we defer the debate on this bill until the minister is here himself. Number two, that even before we debate it in this way, that we subject this bill to a pre-legislative meeting. That is these are my two motions I want to raise, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I should second.
It has been moved and seconded that this particular bill should be piloted by the Substantive Minister of Finance and Economic Development, and that before debate, we must have a pre-legislative briefing on the bill. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. But honorable members, for the purposes of parliamentary correctness, so to say, for the purposes of parliamentary correctness, Madam Bernadette Lahai has moved the motion. But perhaps the motion was not even necessary, because for those of us who were here between 2002 to 2007, we had it as a convention that before any bill is debated, we must have a pre-legislative briefing on it. But because of the importance of this, it was even included in our standing orders when the standing orders were reviewed. If you check the standing order, it is there. Any bill, we must have a pre-legislative briefing. But Parliament is supreme. Parliament is supreme, and this supremacy can be demonstrated in a variety of ways. For instance, the minister seated here is a minister in the Ministry of Finance. He's a deputy minister, so he is competent, he is eligible to pilot any bill here in the name of the ministry. But this time around, Parliament is saying that they want the substantive minister. That is the supremacy of Parliament. And once that has been accepted by a motion, that is what it is going to be. So, Mr. Minister, not that Parliament thinks that you are not fit. But there is a reason for that. Perhaps there are reasons. Oh, it suggested it. Oh, well, okay. So, Mr. Minister, you yourself suggested this, not so? Mr. Minister, did you? Did you? Yes or no?
No, let me respond.
Mr. Minister, here is a simple question for you. The question is...
Not exactly.
The speaker is talking and you're talking. What is the matter with you, Mr. Minister?
Sorry.
Stand up. Answer the question. Answer the question now. Did you at any time suggest that the substantive minister should pilot this particular bill?
Well, not exactly.
What happened?
The primary reason why I asked this Honorable House to postpone the debate on this bill was because we had made some additions, significant additions, and significant changes. And that was the primary reason why I asked this House. And I'm coming. And before I came in, I had discussed with some members of parliament, and I had discussed with my minister, and he told me he would love to be here. It was not like a condition. He would love to be here. But in his absence, I'm here, and I'm as competent as my boss. So I believe we can proceed and debate this debate. Honorable members, I want you to understand that this is a very critical bill and...
Order.
Honorable members, I want you to note that this bill...
Mr. Minister?
Yes, sir.
Somebody wants to come up with something. And here, that is the procedure. The moment somebody gets up to speak, you resume your seat.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the minister is wasting the time of this house. You merely posed a very simple question to him, and he preferred to give us a lengthy explanation which has no relevance to the question you originally asked. So, the issue of even making appeal for this debate to continue is out of this issue, because we had already taken a vote on that. And the majority of the House had agreed with the proposal of the motion. So there's no reason for us to be listening to him now, giving us lengthy explanation which has no relevance to the motion.
Thank you very much, Honorable Komba. Mr. Minister, well, you have had it all. Really, I'm just being considerate or even magnanimous in allowing you to say what you wanted to say. But anything that you are going to say now would not only be irrelevant, but totally immaterial. But Mr. Minister, you said something to which I want to respond. You were trying to tell Parliament that this bill is so important, you have to go ahead with it. I wonder whether you people in the ministry do realize the importance of this. There is no evidence of that. There is certainly no evidence of that. But you see, Mr. Minister, I will pity you, because relatively you are new in the ministry. Perhaps that was why they wanted the substantive minister to be here. We cannot do anything on this bill without a pre-legislative briefing. Nothing. So if you had realized the importance of this bill and the urgency of it as well, perhaps you should have arranged for us to have this pre-legislative briefing long before now. And then you are saying that the bill is so important. You say it is important, but you have not shown anything that it is important. So, Mr. Minister, there has been a motion, and it has been carried. You go back and report to your boss that nothing can be done with this bill unless the debate is preceded by a pre-legislative briefing. Do you get that, Mr. Minister?
Mr. Speaker.
Yeah. You get that?
Yes, Mr.
Yeah, well, go and report accordingly. You are released.
Thank you.
Him to take cognizance of the fact that he himself has said the bill is so important, and government is losing a lot of revenue the longer it stays. So it is good for us to come ASAP. Thank you.
So, Mr. Minister, you heard that, not so?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
And you appreciate the point. Do you appreciate the point? Apart from hearing this.
I have noted the point.
No, do you appreciate it? Okay, you have noted. Never mind. You can go.
Okay. Thank you.
Huh? Honourable members, before any announcement, I would want to see the following people in my office immediately after adjournment. The Honourable Pierre Kadbo and the Honourable Frank Kosowa. The Honourable Tunde Liwali. Tunde Liwali, I'd like to see you. And the Deputy Speaker. The Deputy Speaker is not around when he returns. So please make sure you're around. I'd like to see Abu SCT. And Honourable Tunde, I'd like to see you and your Deputy, Nicholas. Oh, sir. I'm seeing much of him. Yes, Hassan. Honorable Ajis Payne, I would like to see also, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand on SO 23 to draw the attention of this House to a development that is becoming worrisome in the west end of Freetown. Yesterday, there was a gruesome road accident by the roundabout, by the Lumley police station roundabout. And this is not the first time it is happening. There was another time in the not too distant past when two major accidents occurred in that same area. And I think there is a law prohibiting big trucks from riding from Paul Road down to Lumley. But right in the face of the police station, it is happening, and we're losing expensive Serena lives out of recklessness. I would want to request this House to call either the police complaints board or the police themselves to explain why we keep having these very serious occurrences. Mr. Speaker, we have seen, I have been a victim of police recklessness in that area. My vehicle was plying the main Godrich Road one time when a tipper came from Galon's house area, the tipper gun, and just flicked my vehicle, and it was total. The police officer who went there keep telling me that the man who owns that tipper went to Guinea and had never returned. So, Mr. Speaker, I want them to explain why we keep having these ugly occurrences in their own face without having anything done about it. I thank you very much.
So, Mr. PL, Honorable PL, you've had a, you are in charge of the police, not so? Oh, Chief Baikur. Who is the deputy? is the deputy? Honorable Hassan, she said, you please report that to the committee in charge. I agree with you that it's serious, so that they will summon the relevant officials. Yes? The mic.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I just want to make an addendum to what the honorable Hassan Sise just mentioned. Mr. Speaker, I would also want the Road Safety Authority to come along with the Sierra Leone Police if they're making any appearance before this House of Parliament. Because there should be signs on that road that reads trucks are prohibited to ply on this road. In the absence of that sign and other road safety concerns, I ask that they also appear before this House with the Sierra Leone Police. Thank you.
Yes. Kalon.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Order.
I want to bring to the attention of this honorable House that registration has got some difficulties as we speak. The national voter registration exercise that is ongoing. For the past 3 days, we have been receiving calls, I will not name them, from NEC officials within our constituencies, and up to this morning, that some of the staff who are supposed to carry out the registration exercise have been downing their tools. And by extension, this has also resulted into people who have been queuing in those registration centers to be a little complacent going back to their homes. I want to bring it to the attention of this honorable House and the authorities concerned so that attention will be given to this kind of situation. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
I think that is important. That is important. It has to be looked into. Yes, Elijah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last week, I made an announcement, and I want to follow it up with SO23. About 2.5 years ago, I lost my mother in New Jersey, and she was buried there. My family has decided to read the Holy Quran and offer charity on her behalf this coming Sunday, April 23rd, in Potloko at 2 p.m. I will be honored the presence of my colleagues in Potloko on Sunday. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Mr.
Bintu.
Announcement. Members of the Parliamentary Committee on Lands, County Planning and the Environment are requested to attend an important meeting to plan the upcoming oversight visit today, Thursday, 20th April 2017, immediately after adjournment at the conference room of the new administrative building. Signed, Clerk of Committee for the Committee Chairperson. Members of the Committee on Political and Public Affairs are requested to attend a very important meeting today, Thursday, 20th April 2017. Agenda: APRM and the Ministry of Political Affairs. Time: 1 p.m. Venue: Committee Room Number 1. Signed: Honorable Mimi Mima Stevens, Chairperson.
You don't? Yes, I know. You know that one?
No.
I know it. I get this kind of old thing, Napoleon. Honorable members, I am adjourning the sitting to the 25th, to Tuesday, the 25th of April 2017 at 10 a.m. But I would like members of parliament to hold themselves in readiness for a possible pre-legislative briefing on the finance bill on Monday. So that means I'm kindly asking all members of parliament to be around. The minister has said that the bill is important. If they at the ministry do realize the importance of the bill, then they should make everything possible for us to have the pre-legislative briefing on Monday so that we can deal with this bill on the adjourned date of Tuesday, the 25th of April 2017. The parents bill, well, of course, Radu. Of course, Radu. And say, who is the deputy? Who is the deputy chairman of finance committee? Are you? Alaji, make sure they have the parents bill, the parents act. It is a law that when you are amending a bill, you must have the parents act. You understand? So you have to tell them. Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Tuesday, 25th of April 2017 at 10 a.m.